Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Not a bad way to open up the show as we graze in the grass together here, 6 minutes after the hour, our Sunday edition here, Garden America from Biz Talk Radio. Follow us on Facebook. And, of course, that number's open. It's always open. It's toll-free for you at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Grazing in the grass because we just saw a picture of John's backyard with beautiful grass.
Oh, so lovely.
How impressive is that?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Never thought I'd see grass that green in your backyard, John.
He's got new hardscaping back there. Everything
well,
looks
it's really
so beautiful.
It's really just a picture of my happy, chappy tree rose. And
yeah, but it's what's around it. It's impressive.
Well, if you would send me the picture, maybe you could put the picture on Facebook.
You know, I think
I'm going to put it in next week's newsletter.
Check your email. One of the pictures, I believe, went through. I'll resend the other one.
Okay. Yeah, speaking of newsletters.
A lot of steps just to get this on Facebook, huh?
Yeah, there was a picture of your Light My Fire rose.
It's in the newsletter, and you had to point this out to Sharon and myself.
Yeah, because it
wasn't real obvious.
Subtle, right?
Very subtle, yes.
Little match.
In the picture of it's a Light My Fire rose. It's one of my roses. You put a little match at the bottom.
A lit match, right.
A lit match. And that's John having fun with photo editing.
Yes.
That's what that is.
I think this is the first time also that we've ever had a puffball mushroom sent in for what's growing in my garden. And I used to see a lot of puffballs when I was in Michigan, but I've never seen one here in California, in Southern California anyway.
Well, you see that it's growing out of what looks like pretty fresh mulch, too.
Right, and this was Phyllis from Los Angeles sent us that picture, and you wouldn't think you'd see that in L.A., would you?
No, but then that is quite common, especially when fresh mulch has been laid down and you're keeping your plants moist where you've laid your mulch down. And sometimes there's spores of mushrooms that are in that mulch and it comes up. But, mushrooms, people send me a lot of photos of mushrooms and they're very concerned about what it's going to do to their garden. And it really doesn't do any harm to the garden, not to any extensiveness.
No, 'cause, right. They only are on decaying wood.
Right.
Not healthy plants. So,
right.
Have you ever seen a puffball?
Yes, I have.
Brian probably hasn't, right? Puffball mushrooms get to be about this big around, so that's about 18 inches.
And for those of you at home, I'll get a good picture of that.
Yeah, about 18 inches around.
18 inches circumference.
Yeah. I mean, this huge, the size of a basketball.
Right, right.
Puffball mushroom.
Puffball mushroom, and they're edible.
Well,
that's a lot of mushroom.
I wouldn't recommend that you eat any puffball mushroom because you really don't know where it came from.
Well, that's true with any
mushrooms,
period.
And so, that's even mycologists don't recommend that you eat a mushroom that is known to be edible just from a photograph
alone. My ecologist, your ecologist.
No, I mean, you know, the consequences could be tragic, and you don't, I do want to put that in.
I think you're talking about poison, Sharon. Now, how do you tell a toadstool from a mushroom, visually?
Visually.
Can you?
That's odd, because I was just reading the other day the difference between a toadstool and a mushroom.
Is it also the coloration?
Would it be the hood? I wonder if it would be the hood of the mushroom that might give it away.
So the first thing you have to do is check the hood ornament, right?
Check the hood ornament.
Yes.
We just never know what direction we're going into. We just start the show and start talking.
You know, when we started the show, you were playing Grazing in the Grass, and I was thinking, I shouldn't say this because Brian, but...
Uh-oh. You don't want to irritate Brian.
No, go ahead.
No, it has nothing to do with you, but it's just like I'm not commenting on your choice of song, but that's always been on my list of my 10 least favorite songs.
You don't
songs.
Like, there's different versions. You don't like that version.
I don't like the song, period.
Oh.
Never, ever liked it.
That doesn't bother me, no.
No, I know it wouldn't bother you. It's just I thought, you know, why even comment on it?
That's okay, because, we look
but
at
you
the
have
grass.
Certain songs you just dislike. You know, also
of
on
course.
That list of my 10 least favorite songs is Midnight at the Oasis.
Wow.
That may be number one of my all-time songs I can't listen to.
I can see why you would feel that way.
Uh-huh.
And strangely enough, it was a huge song back in about 73 or 74. There's another song that she did that's was kind of a minor hit, like a B-side record.
What's that?
Which it was called, I forget the name of it.
That was Maria Muldaur.
Muldaur,
right?
Yes. Very strange song. I think it was called Don't You Feel My Thigh. And then it goes from there. That's not dirty, but I'm just saying I think that was the name of the song. If you didn't like the other one, you'd really hate that one. So
that reminds me of Cuisse de Nymphe.
Cuisse de Nymphe.
Right.
What am I missing?
Well, just Cuisse when you said thigh, the first thing that came into my mind was Cuisse de Nymphe, which is a French rose.
Oh.
That translates to thigh of an aroused nymph.
Oh, that's right. We've talked about the thigh of an aroused nymph before. Yes.
Yeah, and this was in Victorian times that this rose was developed in France, and it was sent over to the United States. And for U.S. Sensibilities at the time, that was way too risque a name. So in the U.S., it was called Maiden's Blush.
I like the way you got us back on track.
Yeah.
From talking about the songs right into the rose. So the name again was, to satisfy the palate of the American people, was?
Maiden's Blush.
Maiden's Blush.
Right.
Okay.
Instead of Thigh of an Aroused Nymph.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Maiden's Blush. Getting back to toadstools and mushrooms.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Full circle.
Yes. So toadstools and mushrooms, the differentiation, there's no scientific differentiation. It's common usage. And so toadstools, people commonly refer to as the ones that were toxic.
That's what you
and
normally think of.
And mushrooms were the ones that people thought were edible. But the name toadstool came from the fact that, you know, the cap of the,
right.
You know, more colorful or toxic mushrooms seemed to be the areas where toads used to like to hop upon.
Okay.
And many toads were considered poisonous, so, you know, hence toadstool.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the toads were on top of it and left their droppings on there.
Well,
toadstool.
Interesting that you would say that, because another common name was devil's droppings.
Wow. Okay, so here's the myth. Not all mushrooms are poisonous.
Right.
Some mushrooms are edible, obviously. And,
right.
And the same with toadstools. Not all toadstools are poisonous, or are they?
Because, you know, I'm not sure on the answer to that.
Because I think people, like you said, think all toadstools are, don't eat a toadstool, it's poisonous.
Right, but they do say, and this is another common type of designation, not a scientific one, but they do say that the more colorful the fungi is, maybe that's the ones that you should be especially wary of.
So that's why
you know,
it's the most noticeable.
Like the beautiful red ones that have the white markings on it, that one you would stay away from.
Well, what daughter or what father doesn't warn his daughters to be wary of colorful fungi?
True. Colorful fungi will get you into trouble.
Did you know that there's more chickens than people in the world?
So does that mean there's way more eggs?
There's more chickens. What you're saying is there is more than about 6 or 7 billion chickens on Earth.
Right. And do you know how many we eat every day? Can you imagine if we ever stopped eating chickens? The world would be overrun.
Wow. Your wealth of knowledge and the things that you know just continue to intrigue me.
I think of things like that, and I've told you this before. I always thought, you know how quickly insects breed.
Yes.
And they just multiply rapidly.
Because they don't live that long, most
right,
of them.
Right, but how many billions are smashed by windshields every day? And if we weren't taking out those billions, if we didn't have automobiles, mm-hmm. the world would be destroyed with insects in, weeks.
Wow.
So that's how you spend your...
Well, he was sick yesterday. He had a lot of time on his hands
true.
Thinking
yeah.
about these things.
I used that on our trip. I used that logic in a different subject. And had one of the people on our tour come up to me and say, "That makes no sense. That's faulty logic."
It's faulty
I like
logic.
That. Faulty logic.
But it made sense to me.
But isn't that the same if you took all the ants in the world, the weight of all the ants in the world are heavier than the weight of all the people in the world? I've heard that as well.
Really? Yep. You know that people don't sneeze when they're asleep?
I do know that, yes. Time for the quote, John, the quote of the week. We'll go to our break. We'll come back with our guest at 855-424-9825. How about that?
Okay, the quote of the week is, "When the world wearies and society ceases to satisfy, there is always the garden." Quote from Minnie Aumônier.
Minnie Aumônier, not Minnie Riperton. Two different people. 16 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a break. Welcome to your Sunday. 2 hours. How about that? What a special day here. Sharon Asakawa, John Vagnasco. I'm Brian Mann. This is Garden America. You can follow us on Facebook, and again, 855-424-9825. Call us.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Hi, this is Brian Main from Garden America, reminding you that Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished by a salt to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, "George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next?" Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Happy Sunday morning. Thank you so much for joining us and spending part of your weekend with us here on the Garden America Radio Show from Biz Talk Radio. Follow us on Facebook. Again, 855-424-9825. Questions, comments, toll-free number, 855-424-9825. Right now, we're going to speak with our guest who is ready to go, Sharon.
Well, you know, in the past, America was known for its great tinkerers of the world, came up with wonderful inventions, and I really think that that's what made America so great. So I'm so glad we still have tinkerers such as Bill Whaley. And, you know, he has developed a wonderful, wonderful mechanism where it solves the time-consuming part of pollination. Aside from bees, there are a lot of plants that do better when they're hand-pollinated, and it takes a long time. So welcome to the program, Bill.
A lot of bees that do better when they're hand-pollinated?
Absolutely.
Is that what I
said?
Good
morning.
Did
How are
I
you?
Say a lot of bees?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean to say that.
We're
obviously
doing well.
I
welcome
misspoke.
To the show.
Yeah, Sharon, you just grab a little bee. You grab a little honeybee, you just go around and manually pollinate it with it.
There we go.
You better ask Bill, Sharon, because he does have a degree in tinkology, I believe.
Tinkology, right. Well, I know that, you know, by profession, you were not a tinkerer, but tell us how you came about developing this gardening tool. And it, by the way, the tool is
I'm
veggie bee.
I'm a home food gardener, and I was trying to garden in my backyard like so many of us do. And I had a pretty large garden, about 100 different kinds of plants like tomatoes and peas and beans. And I wasn't getting any yield anymore. There wasn't enough food coming out of that garden even for one person. And I was amazed, something had happened, and I didn't know what it was. And I started kind of watching my garden and reading up on a problem that exists today, and discovered there just weren't any honeybees left in my area. And when I was growing up, I live in St. Louis, but when I was growing up, there were honeybees everywhere. And now you can barely find a honeybee, and it really has impacted my garden, I guess, to the point where I wasn't getting any yield. So I either had a choice, get out of gardening or come up with something to solve the problem.
Well, we're glad that you did, and I know that you did talk about the decline of honeybees, and there's still a lot of controversy out there, but I think that most scientists would agree that it's probably a combination of things as to why the honeybee population has declined, in addition to the use of pesticides, but also because of the Vireo mite, the disease, and a lot of other things, the stress of commercial honeybee farmers, moving them from place to place. So there are a lot of combinations of reasons, but the important thing is because of your invention, now we can solve this problem about pollination of certain crops, such as tomatoes that you were talking about. And so I thought
and
maybe...
The veggie bee, and just what the veggie bee is, because a lot of people don't really understand what
yes,
it is.
Right.
It's a high vibration device. It vibrates up to 44,000 times a minute. It's similar to what a bee does. A bee's wings vibrate very fast, like 12,000 times a minute. And it extracts the pollen out of a flower. So it takes it out of a vegetable flower or a fruit flower, and you can gather that in a little spoon that's provided, a little pollen spoon. And once you gather the pollen, you've replaced the bee because now you're in control of the pollen, and you simply then just dip the pollen into the center of the fruits or vegetables that you're trying to pollinate, and within a few days out pops a little tomato because you've manually pollinated. Many people have a lot of flowers on their fruits and vegetables, and they wilt and wither, and they fall off the plant, and that's simply because it did not get pollinated. And you can use this device to collect the pollen and manually pollinate and increase the yield dramatically during the season.
Hey, Bill, sometimes tomatoes won't set fruit, and it doesn't have anything to do with the pollinator, but because of the time of the year, the high heat that we're getting in midsummer, they won't set fruit. Some varieties are notorious for not setting fruit under high temperature conditions. Does the veggie bee do anything for that, or do you have to wait for the weather to cool off?
Well, it has to cool off. Anytime you get over 90 degrees, and a lot of our country has been over an extended period over 90 degrees, the plant mm-hmm. goes into shock. And it'll do two things. One, it quits flowering, so you just don't have the flowers.
Right.
Or the flowers don't have the pollen in them that you're used to, extracting out of the flower. So there's a couple things you can do. One, you want to keep the plant hydrated because it's so dry. Secondly, you can use a shade cloth to cut the heat on the plant, and they have all different kinds of shade cloths that you can buy. And if you're a container gardener, you can take your containers and move them under the shade of a tree to try to shield them from some of the sunlight and reduce the heat. And that will assist the plant to start flowering again and starting to fruit set again. So you'll get your biggest yields on your, let's say, tomato plants in the spring and then in the fall. Using a veggie bee, you'll get up to 50 tomatoes at a time through the spring, and those will come in and will set and mature through the summer. And then in fall, when it cools down and your plants start to flower again, then you can get that next big fruit set.
Once a vegetable or fruit plant begins to flower, then how often would you recommend using the pollinator?
You know, I just so you know, like a tomato flower or a pepper flower, they last about 3 to 4 days, and if they don't get pollinated, they'll start to wilt and fall off. So if you use a pollinator about three times a week, and of course, if you miss a time, it doesn't really matter, but you'll just miss some of the fruit set. But about three times a week, it will give you your best yield and your best fruit set.
You know, I was just thinking, Bill, that since this veggie bee pollinator is so effective and it increases your yield by, you're saying, 30 to 50%, then that also means that maybe you don't have to plant as many plants and you can really make your garden a lot more efficient.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people say they plant, 700 tomato plants or, 100 plants.
Right.
And you think, my goodness, you don't need to do that. With a veggie bee, when you're starting, because I had 800 tomatoes on about 16 plants last year, and with that high yield, you can then use your garden for other vegetables and other fruits. You don't need to plant so many of one type of vegetable. Because you get such a high yield using a veggie bee pollinator.
Bill, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue our conversation with Bill Whaley.
Lines are open, too, toll-free, whatever's on your mind, questions or comments for our guest or one of us. We'd love to hear from you on this Sunday. And by the way, thank you for joining us at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. As we enjoy Sunday, John Bagnasco, Sharon Asakawa, Brian Main, thank you very much. We've got to step aside, taking a break, as Sharon says. Coming right back with our guest.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Hi, this is Brian Main from Garden America, reminding you that Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts. But you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
We are back from the break. It is 35 minutes after the hour. Happy Sunday. Yes, 2 hours of your favorite show. We hope it's your favorite show, Garden America, here on Biz Talk Radio. Also, follow us on Facebook. Call us at 855-424-9825 as we continue on this Sunday weekend. Sharon?
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to Bill Whaley again, and he is the inventor of the Veggie Bee, which makes pollinating our fruits and vegetables so much easier thanks to his invention. And you were talking about the fact that because the veggie bee pollinator is so effective, it increases our yields by 30% to 50%, which means then that we don't have to plant as many, you know, specific kinds of, like, tomatoes. We don't have to grow hundreds of varieties of tomatoes in order to get a really sizable crop. We can diversify our crops,
which I think
is also good.
Why couldn't we just eat 30% more vegetables?
That's right.
Instead of planting 30% less.
Go ahead.
Sharon, one thing that every time I'm working with other gardeners that they don't really understand is that different vegetables and fruits have different reproductive structures in the flower. And what that means is, like a tomato or a pea or a bean, it's called the perfect flower, and that means that you can extract the pollen out of the male part of the flower and put it back into the female on the same flower. So the one flower has the male and female reproductive structures in the same flower. So when you're doing a tomato plant, you turn on the vibrator, the pollen comes out of the stamen, the male part of the flower, and then you just dip it into the middle of the flower called the stigma, and out comes a little tomato. Other, where there's confusion is there's other plants that they have separate male and female flowers. For example, a cucumber or a watermelon,
right,
or a cantaloupe has separate male and female. And so if you take it out of the male and you put it back into the male, guess what you get?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
And
you're
so
right.
What you have to do is, like a cucumber, is you look for the little flowers with a little cucumber under the flower, a tiny little cucumber. That's your female. And then you, what I do is I just then go look for a male, which is just has a straight stem. There's no cucumber under the flower. That's your male. And I just pull the little petals off the male, and I don't touch the middle of the flower. And then I just take that little flower and I dip it into the middle of the female flower, the one with the little cucumber under it, and that'll pollinate it. Okay, and so I'm in a community garden, and I have probably 30 cucumbers on two plants, and I look at other people's cucumbers and they have none, and simply people just don't understand how to identify
the male from the female,
on a cucumber,
right,
and then how to pollinate. So I think that's an important thing for us all to learn.
That is very important, and thanks for clarifying that for
us. Yeah, squash flowers are the same.
Yes, they are.
Exactly like the cucumber, right.
Right, right.
Yep. And just like a cantaloupe, a watermelon. And so once you know the structure of the flower that you're trying to pollinate, then you can increase that yield. So tomatoes and peppers and peas and beans have the perfect flower, and other flowers I call the imperfect flower because they have male, separate male and female. And generally you'll find on a cucumber, for example, 10 male flowers to one female flower.
Ah, okay. So all those are good, important facts to remember. But let's also talk about, because this is such an efficient way of pollinating your edible plants, about how long does it take to, when you use the veggie bee pollinator versus when you're trying to do the cotton swab or paintbrush method?
Right. Well, it goes pretty fast, and the reason, and you had mentioned the cotton swab and the paintbrush, and that'll work too. The problem is most of your pollen gets caught into the cotton swab and into the brush, where
it
with
does.
The veggie bee method into a spoon, you know, it'll actually catch your pollen, and you'll get to use all of it. If you're using a cotton swab, you'll actually see it unravel as it absorbs that pollen. It can be used, but it's an ineffective way to pollinate a plant. But from a time standpoint, for 100, I had about 100 plants, it would take me about 10 minutes.
Wow.
So it's not lengthy. People always say, boy, this is going to take me too long, okay?
Yeah.
And it doesn't take a long time. But like on certain plants, like a tomato, I'll actually catch the pollen. But when I'm doing a row of peas or beans, I just vibrate, mimicking a bee, I'll just vibrate the row. And in my test gardens, I got 50% more like pole beans just by vibrating the pollen, not catching it, but just going down through the row and pollinating the flowers. And so by using that method, it's about 10 minutes, three times a week. So, you're out in your garden anyway, you know, probably mm-hmm. for a half hour, three times a week watering. And I just put the veggie bee in my pocket, and if I have a fresh flower, I'll go ahead and vibrate and either collect the pollen or just vibrate the flower, and you'll get that big yield. It's very simple.
Yeah, well, I think that 10 minutes three times a week is enough pollinating for the average person.
and very time efficient also. And I also wanted to ask you why you have two models for the veggie bee.
You know, I kind of have the model that I have a battery model. It retails for about $30, and it's a kind of a one speed. It has one vibration wand, and it runs on a battery. And that's really for the backyard gardener that has like a small container garden, has just a few tomato plants or whatever. Maybe they'll have mm-hmm. a small square foot garden. They're not, you know, they just have a really small garden, and it's a sonic pollinator, and it will work. If you're looking for one that has more features, then there's the Pro
yes.
model, which is the rechargeable model, and that one has five different speeds versus one. It's more powerful. It has a long and a short vibrating wand, which gives you different tools for different uses. And people like it that have a bigger garden or have a greenhouse or they're gardening indoors. It gives them more features. And the five-speed model, like if I'm doing a tomato or a pepper, I'll use a robust speed, which is like 44,000 times a minute. But if I'm doing a delicate pea or a bean that have that really soft flower, I'll turn it down to 29,000. So it just – I found different vibration speeds work better on different flowers. So but that retails more. It's under $50. But it has additional features.
Yes.
You know, one of the things I wanted to just mention quickly is because I've had people tell me that when they're collecting the pollen in that spoon for their tomatoes, that when they do cherry tomatoes, that there's so many flowers that it seems to them to be almost too much work. And this is just my own personal discovery, is that on cherry tomatoes, I don't even collect the pollen. I just go through and vibrate, and I get plenty of set on the cherry tomatoes doing it that way.
Yeah, I do the same thing, and that's as you know, that's a very delicate flower compared to like an early girl or a big boy has a very
right.
strong flower that's really on the stem. When you're doing cherry tomatoes, it's a much more delicate flower, and it tends to fall off. And so I find just also by just vibrating, I get a big yield, and there's just too many flowers to collect. So I do the same thing on my on those small little cherry tomatoes. I just vibrate, and then on the other types of tomatoes, I'll collect. Now, have you ever used it on heirlooms?
Yeah, but then my wife said they were too delicate and to stay out of my mother-in-law's bedroom.
Okay.
No. Not using it on any heirloom antiques or anything like that. You're talking about heirloom tomato plants. And, yes, I have. And you know, one of the things I found out of I found about using it on the heirloom tomatoes is a lot of heirlooms have kind of a double flower. And it's more difficult to set the pollen on those sometimes, or to set the fruit on those sometimes. And I greatly, greatly increase the, especially on those double flowering varieties like Brandywine and Black Creme and Cherokee Purple, I get much, much bigger crops.
Yeah, on my Cherokee Purple last year, I was having upwards of 30 tomatoes on a plant. So because of that double bloom that you're talking about, it is difficult to pollinate, but the Veggie Bee does a really good job on extracting the pollen, and then you can use it to dip to the center of the flower, and you'll get almost as big a yield as you get on your, you know, your regular tomato plants, like your Big Boys and Early Girls and so forth. So it really works well on the heirlooms.
You know, Bill, we really enjoyed having you on the show. And Sharon, you know, if people want to go to GardenTube.com, they
right,
can see a video of what we've
how
been talking
works.
About. Yeah,
exactly.
And
comes with a 6-month warranty, and batteries are included in the smaller Veggie
right.
Bee so model. So just a great product. I know that John and I have both used it, and we thank you for thinking about devising this wonderful invention.
And thanks for being on the show, Bill.
Well, glad to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
All right, 45 minutes after the hour, open phones. We've got one more segment, hour number one, here on this Sunday. And again, we have Marjorie waiting for us. We're going to get to you, Marjorie, and your phone call at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Happy weekend to you, Brian Main, right here. John Bagnasco, Sharon Asakawa. Thank you for tuning in to the Garden America Radio Show.
Nourish your landscape this spring with Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for a season of abundant green. Hi, this is John Bagnasco from Garden America. And with the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. For our plants and lawns, we need to make sure to provide a way to replace what's being consumed from the soil. Nutrient-rich Milorganite helps feed the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The organic nitrogen in Milorganite is slow release and won't burn plants or your lawn even during drought conditions, and remains in the soil until the conditions are right for plant growth. Plus, the non-staining iron promotes deep green growth for a lush lawn you've dreamed of with less mowing. Remember, a well-maintained fertilized lawn is better for the environment and reduces weed problems. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite. For better results, naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Your citrus trees could be under attack from the Asian citrus psyllid, which can spread the virus that causes the deadly citrus greening disease. Stop the madness with Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. The mix and pour application protects citrus trees against the Asian citrus psyllid and other destructive pests. Help stop the Asian citrus psyllid from spreading the virus that causes the citrus greening disease on your citrus trees. Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished Biosol to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. It rode us all the way to New Orleans.
All right, final segment on this Sunday morning, at least the final segment for hour number one. We have 2 hours, of course. 51 minutes after the hour, 855-424-9825. Back with Brian Main, John Vagnasco, and Sharon Asakawa. Let's go to Redding, California. Marjorie is standing by. Marjorie, thank you so much for your patience during our guest and our interview. How can we help you this morning?
Well, I've just been sitting here drinking coffee and waiting for you. I wanted to comment about my Dracaena. It's over 50 years old, and it bloomed this year. It's in bloom right now, and it's the first time it has ever bloomed after 50 years. Is that unusual?
Yeah, once every 50 years is kind of unusual. No, growing indoors, a lot of plants just even though they'll grow, they don't have enough light or nutrients because they're not in the soil in order to set flower. And Dracaenas rarely bloom indoors, as you've seen after 50 years, but yours finally yeah. is. And
I called you probably a year ago and asked if cat pee killed Dracaenas, and you said no. Well, it does. I had two Dracaenas, and the other one was the same age, and it died. But this other one is in bloom. This great long spray. It's not one big bloom. It's a spray of little tiny flowers.
Yeah, and you know what, Marjorie? If you if it's low enough to where you can smell it, sometimes during the day those flowers are actually fragrant.
Really? Well, I've sniffed them once, and there was no fragrance. All.
Yeah, it depends on the time of day.
Okay. Well, I'll check it again. But I just thought it was information that it took 50 years for this plant to bloom.
Yeah, sometimes we'll get that call about Sansevieria, that people have had Sansevieria for 10, 15 years and never seen a bloom, and then all of a sudden they put out a bloom spike. But that's true of a lot of indoor plants because they just don't get enough light like they would if they were growing outside. And dracaenas, of course, are tropical plants, so they grow out in the tropics where they're used to a lot of moisture and
I don't water it very much.
Right, you don't need to water it very much indoors, and but outdoors they grow in tropics, like in volcanic type soils, where even though they get a lot of water, the water drains really quickly. But thanks for sharing that.
Well, I just thought I'd let you know.
Yeah, I've been worried about that. Thanks, Marjorie. Take care.
Okay, bye.
I know you feel better, John.
Well, you know,
isn't that cool
how that in the plant world, you get a surprise every day. You know, and here it is after 50 years with the same plant. Finally, you get a bloom.
50 years, that is a long time. I'm still hearing the telephone up, though, and I think we're through with that phone call.
Yes, we are.
Because I can hear the delay. I'm still hearing it now. Okay. Well, we're trying to be obvious, aren't we, John? 55 minutes after the hour, 855-424-9825 is the open phone number. And, of course, email questions, that's john@gardenamerica.com.
We do have an email question if we have time for it. Do we have time?
We have time, John. Go ahead.
Yeah, and maybe you can get hold of our phone screener and tell him to pop that down so we don't keep hearing ourselves. But
I'm trying to find the off button.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? We were through with this phone call about a minute ago.
Right.
So thank you so much for your call.
Yeah, that's not Marjorie's phone.
No, that's not Marjorie. That is not you at all.
Right. It's our phone screener.
Okay.
Who maybe had to go to the bathroom. But you know what? Let's see. We got this from Michelle Bryan in San Diego. And she wants to know what's going on with her rosebush leaves. And you were able to put the picture on Facebook. So if anybody out there is near a computer and wants to know what we're talking about, if you go to Garden America Radio Show on Facebook, you can see the picture that Brian put up. And it's some rose leaves that have holes in them. And that's very typically the result of damage by rose slugs. And they're called rose slugs because the larva kind of looks like a slug, but it's not a true slug. It's the larva of the sawfly.
Right.
And they go through and they'll eat those leaves. So this time of year, if you don't spray, they'll just spread all over and eat all the leaves on your roses. So the most typical spray that's used that's most effective is one called spinosad, which we've talked about many, many times, and it's an organic spray, so yeah, relatively safe. And
I don't know. I don't know.
You give up?
I guess I give up. I give up. Oh, boy. Okay.
Well, that's just another example of live radio, correct?
Sure is. Live radio. And the key is to pay attention. We all need to pay attention to what we're doing, John, right? So anyway, John.
That's what happens when you've got a studio in another state.
Exactly.
And you can't go in and grab somebody by the back of the neck and just smack them and say, wake up.
But you bring up a good point about, and the picture's on Facebook. It's on our Facebook page.
Yeah, this is the time of year. And always, every time, because we were talking to Bill from Veggie Bee earlier in the show, we were talking to him about pollinators and how the bee population is declining. So I do want to give the warning about using spinosad, even though it's organic and won't hurt any beneficial insects or bees once it's dry, you do need to make sure you don't spray it on the bees, because if you spray it on them, it'll kill them. So the best time to spray spinosad is in the evening after the bees have gone back to their hives for the day, and then by the next morning it's dry and you don't have anything to worry about. But definitely that's the thing to do, Brian.
Go
to our Facebook page at GardenAmericaRadioShow.com. I'm sorry, Garden America Radio Show on Facebook, and you can see a picture of that damage.
You know what? It is break time, and it couldn't have come at a better time.
We really do
need
a break.
Yes, we do. Top of the hour news coming up on many of these affiliates. And we are back at 6 minutes after with more of the Garden America Radio program at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. And again, back at 6 minutes after, news coming up on many of these BizTalk Radio affiliates. Thank you for joining us. Coming back.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.